Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Wednesday, June 15th, 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Wednesday to you all, and welcome to what I anticipate will be another enlightening time together. It's a Master Your Mindset edition. And if you don't know what that means, I'm going to remind you of what it means. It means that we will take a walk and talk around topics and issues that we, at least most of us, are confronted with daily, you know, the kind of stuff and things that have perhaps impacted us and our thinking in certain types of ways that may have put us in a position for some necessary mind-altering surgery, some mental awakening, some new thoughts and perspectives, some mind-changing and mind-blowing types of adjustments to our thinking. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds awesome to me. Well, that's just because it is. Don't you know that just one thought, hear me, just one thought can change your perspective about things for the better forever and always? One thought can flip the script of your life and take you into a totally new and rewarding direction. That's what mastering your mindset will do for you. One thought can open up some understanding. Oh, I love this. That opens doors to success and blessings. I know we all want that. One thought can change the entire trajectory of your life and circumstances. Yes, it is really true. Well, I hear you wondering why I feel so qualified to offer something that is so special, but spectacular and major and awesome and so very significant, so very incredible to our ears. Well, here's the deal. I only talk about what I know. It won't be made up in the sense of fabrications to tickle your hearing. I won't be doing that. But what I do know is I know what I know. And that's what I talk about. And it's a gift that I do share with you freely. So come along with me today as I share some things about us on common courtesy and etiquette in our daily lives. If that sounds boring, hey, not so. I've got some news I am sure that you can use today. By the way, I've missed y'all. I was I was MIA in May, but, you know, I can do that because I produce the show, but I did miss you. But I'm back at it. We're going to get ourselves back in the swing of things. Okay, so I just said a few things about courtesy and etiquette. And, you know, we've often used the phrase common courtesy because there's just certain things that, you know, we feel necessary to do on a given basis with interactions with so many people all the time, whether in person or on the phone or online or whatever the case may be. But there are things to think about. And I will talk about a few strategies, but most of what I have for you today is stuff to really just think about as far as daily interactions and considering common courtesy and common etiquette, because in many ways, it just appears that it's just not so common anymore. But let's bring it back. Let's do all we can to make sure we're not contributing to the opposite. Let me ask you something. Has anyone been rude to you lately? Nodding heads and saying yes and saying, woo-wee, yes. Do you ever wonder, I mean, the topic of this show came up because I asked the other day after several encounters that weren't so pleasant with people, and not because of me, but just because I was present, how is it that we are so angry at people that we don't even know? I mean, situations that I come in contact with, particular ones that kind of compel me to do this show today. I don't know these people. I'm just out and about doing life like anybody else. But there are encounters that trigger some kind of actions and emotions from other people. And I realize that they're angry. Well, I kind of know why that might be. There's been a lot of pressure on our lives in the last couple of years and continues to be for various reasons, but there always been, but it's been intensified. I do understand that part of things in the last couple of years, that we have had to bottle up a lot of negative energy and things like that. But, you know, mastering your mindset means that, you know, we have to kind of take control and know how to manage the things that we do and say and how we react to the world as it's reacting to us, because we can't seem to stop the way it's reacting to us, but we can definitely choose how we are going to respond back. I think there's a quote, something like this, life is 1% of 90% of what happens, 1% of how we respond, or opposite, one or the other. But there's a truth to it. We have to respond in a certain way to make it our roads a little bit easier for ourselves on a daily basis. The other day I was in the grocery store, and the grocery store can tend to be a challenging place I'm finding, because this was not the first time something like this happened. But I'm going down the produce aisle, and there's a woman turning around from looking at some of the produce that's on the shelves. And so I was about to go around her, back behind her and her cart, until she turned around really quickly. And there I was, and the noses of both of our carts are coming together. And she gave me this look that was a threatening look, like, what you going to do? And all I could think to myself, I'm not going to do anything but back the heck up and let you by, because that expression that you gave me, I don't even want to go there because it's not necessary. Grocery cart drama. And that was actually the last incident that made me ask, what are people so angry about, and why are they angry at people that they didn't even know? Because that was something that did not require any level of animosity. But it's there, and those are things we just have to watch. You know, it's happening to us. How you respond is going to be everything. And then the road rage thing, I think I had my first real encounter with rage. You know, we're driving along, and people will irritate the heck out of you while you're driving by doing various things. But this particular day, this was about 3 weeks ago, I making a U-turn on a street, not on the street that I was on, but I made a right turn into a street to make a U-turn to go back out onto the road that I had come from. Well, there was a car coming in the opposite direction as I was making my U-turn. She did not have her blinker on, so I did not realize that she was trying to get onto the street that I was making the U-turn on. She made the special effort to roll her window down and spew out some cuss words at me that made my eyes pop open as big as Betty Boop. I was like, oh my God, really? And as I maneuvered myself through my U-turn, I thought to myself, what in the world was that? You know, a few seconds, maybe three, I would have been totally out of her way. She wouldn't have had to put her blinker on or anything. But she went from 0 to 1,000 in 2 to 3 seconds. And I wouldn't dare have said anything back to her because, well, first of all, I just don't do that. But I wondered, what was she going home to, or what has she just come through? All of that was so unnecessary. Something that 3 seconds of patience, of just being courteous to let me get out of the U-turn, would have made all the difference. Because taking yourself to that level of anger so fast, just, you know, I just, you know, I have to say, I just don't think it's healthy. I know that there's stuff going on, as I said, but again, just to keep ourselves in a certain place, we want to try to maneuver and manage those levels of anger that can take us to a place where we could potentially want to harm somebody, hurt somebody, or ourselves. And another thing that happened, you know, I have the grocery store often. If you're in close proximity to me, I'm going to speak to you or smile or something. It's just what I do. And so, again, the other day, I'm heading into the store out of the parking lot, and there's a what appeared to be a very nice expression on this lady's face, and I looked up at her, and she glanced at me, and in that glance, I said, hi, and smiled, and she gave me a look like I wish you would drop dead off the face of the earth. And I kept walking, thinking, again, I'm just one of those persons who pay attention to stuff. I don't keep it. I let it go. But it does make me question the moment, like, you know, what in the world did she think that smile and that greeting meant other than what it was, for what it was? I hate other women. I really don't know. But again, it's just one of those things where, again, when we talk about mastering your mindset, things that we have to take a look at within ourselves so that we can respond in a kinder, nicer way toward people. All of those things are truly just matters of being courteous. The other day, this was last week, I was coming out of the gym, and there was this handsome thing coming in the door, and I said, happy, because he just kind of looked like that big type of cowboy look. And so I was just kind of jokingly, when I spoke, I said, howdy. And he said, hey. But we kept moving. He got the assignment correct. All it meant was I'm just saying, hey, because you're nearby, how you doing, sort of kind of thing. And then we just keep moving. I wasn't trying to flirt. He knew I wasn't trying to flirt. We were just both being kind enough to say a courteous hello. I promise you, when he said hey back to me, I almost fainted. I was like, because that just really doesn't always happen. I speak to people on a daily basis that I don't know, that I come in contact with. As I said, it's just what I do. I do it because I enjoy it. You know, it makes me feel a way I need to feel. I don't want if you've ever been one of those people where people didn't see you, I want people to know I see them and that, you know, hey, and I often say, have a great day, even in within those few seconds of not knowing who that is and just speaking. A lot of people say nothing, but that's not important. My point is, there are ways that we can choose to use common courtesy and common etiquette that just really makes sense. I'm trying to figure out why we don't want to look at each other. You know, that happens a lot. I still say hi, but people, they don't want to look at you or anything. And I don't know if that's just a way people are, I guess. It happens commonly enough. But my encouragement, as far as, again, being courteous or having a some kind of engagement, just look up. Most people are totally harmless and aren't going to do anything. If, you know, you say hi, if they say hi, you just say hi back. Just think about that for a moment. And, you know, just smile or speak or engage. I hear some people saying you're fresh out of being nice. Well, I get it, I do. But I challenge you today to refresh and just remember that the world is not you know, some people will say the universe or whatever. People are not truly, I don't think, mad at us. They might be mad about some stuff, but I think we're the ones that are making the most madness by how we act and how we treat each other. I mean, if you, you know, boil it all the way down, a lot of stuff that's happening may be happening to you or at work or whatever the case may be. When I say it's us, it's again back to what I said about why Master Your Mindset is a show and is a perspective, is because I can only think of one person when I'm dealing with these situations that can really be helpful to me, and that's me. And that's the choice that I believe that we all have the capability to choose ourselves as, you know, making ourselves responsible for how we, again, engage with other people on regularly. So I said all that to say is just we all can be nicer, we can be kinder, and we can be more patient. Yes, we can, and those are things that will help us all as far as kindness and courteousness through our day. Author Charles Grossman, I can't remember. He's got several books out. But he said, kindness begins with the understanding that we all struggle. You know, and check that out. You know, we're all in a place or, you know, getting through things and all of that. But I still believe that if we choose to be nicer, kinder, more patient, again, it's just going to make our days a lot greater and grander. Second thing I want to ask, have you ever heard this? Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. It's a pretty common phrase, one I've heard all my life. Well, I know you all probably knows what it means by what I said, I'm pretty sure. But if you don't start drama, if you don't start a fight, if you don't bite the line when someone irritates you, if you stay quiet, and that's a hard option for a lot of folks, if you stay quiet when it seems someone is deliberately trying to annoy you or antagonize you, wow. If you can walk away from situations that are testing every nerve in your body, it's likely that if you don't respond, you can cool the flame and often just put the fire out. Mm-hmm. Is it that easy? Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes not so much. I don't try to be unrealistic about the things that I share with you. I know sometimes it is not. But here's the thing. Choosing no drama, or, you know, the opposite of things I just described, will give you a much better outcome. And many of us already know just from using these principles. No, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. And I just want to add this to that too. A lot of things that turn and escalate into inappropriate situations because we weren't courteous or kind or patient was so little. If we had ignored it, we never would have thought about it again during the day, like some of the things I described to you. I only kept it because I recalled it actually because I wanted to talk about it on the show today. You know, don't make something little into something that's, you know, horrifically big or turns out to be that there's just horrific responses from you. Gandhi said this, when restraint and courtesy are added to strength, the latter becomes irresistible. When restraint and courtesy are added to strength, the latter becomes irresistible. Well, here's what that means in some other words that I came up with. Restrain from indulging in conflicts and drama and bad behavior and responses. Be courteous enough not to compel a situation toward drama. When you are strong enough to add these attributes to your character, and you're strong enough because it does take some wherewithal to your character, you position yourself in a way that is hard to challenge or oppose. So don't start nothing, won't be nothing. If somebody is, or something is coming to your space, your world, your mind, or whatever, and it is trying to create chaos, or person may be trying to create chaos, if you stop and use the strength of being courteous, being patient, being kind, that in itself is irresistible. What are they going to fight against if you're not doing anything, if you're not responding also in kind or in the way that they are? Typically, it's just going to end right then and there. So second point is, be the person who's hard to be bothered or opposed by those things. Don't start nothing, and there will be nothing to oppose. Don't start nothing, there will be nothing to oppose. Well, excuse me, things that I've mentioned so far can help us in so many areas of life. Did you know that etiquette means the use of rules or behaviors that help us regulate and navigate through social and professional encounters successfully? I'm going to say it again. Did you know that etiquette means the use of rules or behaviors that help us regulate and navigate through social and professional encounters successfully? Successfully. Okay? I'm going to make this one point, and then I have a caller. I'll see if they're just listening or if they have an actual question. I think I'll just pause right now before I begin the part of the line there. Hi there. Good afternoon, caller. Are you wanting to listen, or are you with a question or comment? Okay. I think they just want to listen in, so that's really cool. I'm glad to see that somebody checked in that way. All right. Well, I just said that etiquette is that thing that helps us through social and personal, professional situations. Things like this, and I know some of this is going to sound simple, but this happens all day. A traffic situation when you get all, get to the intersection. I think I even heard them talk about this on the news the other day. Who moves into the intersection first? Well, there's a couple of scenarios. Whoever got there first should be the person that's allowed to move across the intersection first. If for some reason you're both there at the same time, that's a matter of courtesy then, because the rule, quote unquote, is that let the person go first that was there first. Be the courteous one. Just sit there. Sometimes I just wait for the other person, to go ahead. But that's how you avoid, again, I'll tell you some things are wild. I have been behind people, and both people trying to go into the intersection like they think they're in bumper cars, like they're going to bounce off each other if they run into each other. People, it's not worth it. I mean, what is that all about anyway? Just wait a few seconds and let that person cross the intersection. It is just so not necessary. And then there's this other thing when you're driving and the light changes. Now I'm behind people often that are doing their cell phone. And, again, I'll just wait. Unless I've been sitting there for a minute, then I might do a light tap on my horn. But as soon as the light changes, I mean, in a millisecond, people start blowing their horns, not even giving the driver an opportunity to put their foot on the pedal hard enough to even move. And why is that important? Well, just because, again, not creating agitation, because, again, we don't want these things to escalate into anything else. So just be patient for a few seconds. Usually it's like a matter of 3 or 5 seconds the person looks up and see that the light is in their favor and they can keep moving and the rest of us can also. But just be courteous enough, kind enough to recognize. If it had been you, you would have looked up like, oh, my God, or, you know, and then you would have gone on. And you're even saying, why are they blowing their horn at me like that? Be that same person. Just be kind and considerate and you know, let it go. And, you know, cutting off people in traffic, too. You know how dangerous that is? I have had almost had a couple of accidents where I would have had to run into the barriers because of people cutting into me and me trying to avoid running into them while they're trying to cross paths with me. So there are things that, again, it's common courtesy just to realize, you know, you can have these things under control and avoid the agitation, irritation that they create. I thought to myself the last time I got cut off like that on the freeway, what would I do? I would just keep it moving to the next exit and have to loop around and come back to wherever I was going rather than create a problem out on the freeway that could potentially put a whole lot of us in danger. So that's something I wanted to mention because I know those things that I just mentioned all of us are experiencing because I see it. And then the at work thing, which so many of us have to encounter so regularly. Here's the tip on this. People did not come to work just to spoil your day. And how we react to it sometimes is just like we think they really did. So we have to remember that wasn't their intent when they walked out of the doors. Let me go irritate everybody in my workspace today. As a trainer, I often reminded my classes that you really just don't know what kind of situation that person came out of. You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know if they lost someone they love that day or someone they love is having a particularly hard time or their children or whatever. Point is, they didn't come to work to spoil your day. They're going through some kind of struggle, like I mentioned in that quote earlier. Is usually the case. So my thought and theory is that we want to avoid adding injury to circumstances like that or insult to injury in circumstances. And we can do that if we, you know, take the time to stop and think before we do or say something unjustified toward that individual. It's just often not justified that all of a sudden they're angry and you're in this big, you know, chaotic fight or they broke down crying or whatever the case may be. It's just stop and think before you hurl out something that will add insult to injury. Choose to use kindness and patience when people at work, or even if that's you, you choose to be kind and patient with yourself. You know, yelling and cussing at people. And it's so common. It's common in everyday TV stuff we watch or, you know, interactions with people. You know, cussing is just an okay thing with most people. That vocabulary that is often used in everyday language laced through just saying normal things. I get it. It's not that I've never used a cuss word, but I'll tell you what, I stopped that so many decades ago that I may as well say I never cussed. So I don't choose to use that kind of languaging, even though I know very well how to calm down a situation or put something in, put a person in their place. We don't have to do it with a lot of cussing and stuff. I can't remember this quote exactly, and if anybody knows and you can help. They say that the quote says something like cussing is the behavior chosen by the individual who doesn't have the intelligence to use or choose the appropriate way to respond to something. And with that in mind, I'm going to pause another moment and see if I have a caller that wants to have a comment or question. Hi there, caller. Do you have a comment or question? Well, I guess not, but I'm certainly glad that those of you who I see on the board are listening. Use decorum at work. You know, just do what is proper at all times in all situations, whoever you're interacting with. Just do that. I know some people can't stand their bosses. Some of them, the bosses can't stand you either. But, you know, that's not you go to work to make your money. and, you know, focus on that. I've always done that. When I'm at work, in a workplace, I focus on where am I here? I'm here to generate some income that's going in into my bank account, not to do anything that's going to upset the apple cart or make things difficult for myself or the people around me. And I tell you, it works. And as far as the things you say, listen to this. It's particularly those who really emphasize karma. Use speech toward other people that echoes back into your life. Use speech that echoes back into your life. Some of the things you say, some of the stuff you do, what if it just echoed right back to you? What would you feel? How would you be? But here's another thing. If you speak and send out and do things that are appropriate, that are positive, if you choose patience, kindness, all that other stuff I've been talking about, that also going to echo back. That is also going to come back in ways I promise you that you will just be overwhelmed and surprised and pleased by. If you just choose some common sense courtesy and common sense etiquette, use actions and speech that echo back into your life. And one last thing about that, choosing to stay quiet rather than rattling off. Remember, as I said earlier, some of these things that happen are only a few seconds long. In that moment, use the strength, adding some courteousness and some sweetness to it, and tell yourself, you don't have to say it out loud, because if you say it out loud, it's going to be taken the wrong way, but tell yourself, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And again, it'll be over so quick that, again, you let it go and you keep on going. So anyway, all of what I said is for this reason. Courtesy and etiquette really do work for us in the most positive ways. And the only way you're going to know and learn that is if you begin to practice it. And when you do begin to practice it, as I said, it's going to shake out in ways that you just didn't anticipate when you see what a kindness means to someone, or being patient with someone, or being nicer to someone, how it actually goes out into the world and back at you in such a generous way. Generous is the word that comes to me. It comes back into you in ways that are often, again, surprising and immeasurable too. So, you know, my suggestion is to try to make common courtesy and etiquette your norm. Make it common again. Make being nice to people, being kind to people, our norm. You know, make it so that's the way we decide that we're going to handle ourselves. Behave with respect toward yourself and toward others. Behave with respect toward yourself and others. And being, you know, let me see if I can think of this. I think there's a quote, and there's also a scripture that says, if you interact with a fool on a certain kind of level, then it'll be hard for people to figure out who the fool really is. You don't want to look like that on any given day. And you may think what you're doing is in self-defense or self-protection or whatever the case, but if it's stupid behavior, or you know it's going to make you do or say something stupid, just don't do it. Just don't risk it, because, again, it's just not that important. And within seconds, you know, you can be in and out of that situation and keep it moving. I think you should show up and shine every day to the best of your ability. And I know you have stuff too, but, you know, take a deep breath. You got to go out into the world. You got to go to work and you got to do stuff. So just try to show up and shine, not to dim the day by choosing, you know, low level. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that, low level responses to stuff. You remember when Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high? Choose the higher perspective. Choose the higher thing. Choose the better thing. Choose the wiser thing. That's all she meant by that, but it was everything she meant by that. It was such great advice. Level up. Level up. When they go high, go low, rather, you go high in how you respond to things. And then lastly, treat yourself with love, kindness, and respect, and you will find it easy to treat others the same way. Treat yourself with love and kindness and respect, and you will find it easy to treat other people the very same way. So, with all that being said, say it like I got it from the movie. You is kind. You is nice. You is courteous. I'm speaking it over you. You is kind. You is nice. You is courteous. Take that with you today. And I hope that there have been a few takeaways for you today, things that you can choose. And I use that word emphatically, things that you can choose to use to be kinder and nicer, to bring common sense and etiquette back into our daily interactions. How about that? Sounds really good to me, but you know, I'm always going to say that about what I'm teaching. So anyway, I hope there were some things that tapped into your mindset today that can help you see things and do things differently. I want to remind you that I have some books that are available on Amazon. One of them is Stay in the Ring, and the other is What is Faith? And if you go for them there, be sure you Google those titles along with the name Silver Ray Fox, because both of those titles also are authored by other people who have used those titles. So be sure you put in Silver Ray Fox books in the Amazon bar, or those titles with Silver Ray Fox attached to it. Also, you can go to my website. It's easier to buy the books there. It'll take you to Amazon when you click on the link that says Silver Ray Fox Books. It'll take you to the Amazon link for them. Also, I have begun a YouTube channel, Silver Ray Fox Media, and I most recently did a presentation called Still Standing. And it's there. And again, Silver Ray Fox YouTube is all that's going to take to get you there and see that. I've had some really great responses to it, just really special and overwhelming. The things I do, I don't do to get accolades from it. I just do things I do with purpose, with a plan and a purpose. And it's never just thrown up against the wall to see if it's going to work. But when people let me know that the things I'm doing and things I said, the wisdom and principles I try to apply to the messages, when they let me know it works, that's all I need. It's fuel for my flame. It's fuel for my fire. I'm going to keep doing what I do until I have no breath in my body to do it. So if you get a chance, check out Still Standing on YouTube, Silver Ray Fox. And particularly if you are in a place where you feel like life is really hard, you feel like giving up, you've been knocked down so much you can't stand up, I believe that message is really going to encourage you. So, again, I am going to wrap up today and tell you that, again, I missed you, and I'll be back more often. I've got several things in the fire plans that I'm working on, and I want to bring you inspiration as much as I can and as often as I can. So I'm going to look forward to talking to you again really soon. I hope you have the most incredible day. Be good, be kind, be nice, be courteous, be blessed, and be awesome.